I'm from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Are you bullish? Are they doing enough to impress you at Fletcher's?
They're certainly moving in the right direction. So, yeah, the local reporting season, it's trotting along. Yesterday, Fletcher Building released its full-year results. So, hot on the heels of the government bailout, though, of their Golden Bay cement business. They announced earnings of $414 million. That's from their continuing operations for the year. That's a 26% lift on last year. Consistent with market expectations, ahead of their previous guidance. I think if you boil it down, you distill it down, you look at the takeaway, it's a good result. Revenue of $6 billion, that's 7.3% more than the previous year. Still looking at selling their residential division. They said that delicate negotiations are in play here, so we wait to hear an outcome on that. Good performances from, if you look at the sector, from their light building products. Earnings there up 22%, positive earnings result in their heavy building materials, but earnings from their distribution business and the residential business that I just talked about, they have fallen. They did say they see no material pickup in activity until the 2027 calendar year. It's interesting to note, Mike, that CEO Andrew Redding, he referred to this building consent issue that we've sort of discussed before, that although annual consents have now topped $40,000, in his words, they are not converting into activity the way they normally would. And we've spoken about that sort of disconnect between actual building and consents. They have made pretty major progress and good progress on reducing debt. That's courtesy of asset sales and increased operating cash flow. So their debt was close to $1 billion. That's dropped to $637 million. Dividends are still on hold. Now, they had a debt level target, and they said, look, if we reach this debt level target, we'll talk about recommencing dividends. They sort of have got that target, but now they're now reframing that. So shareholders may be a little bit surprised on that one. Asset sales included the sale of the construction division. That is significant. It has, shall we say, been problematic in recent years. Certainly the market liked the result. Share price up 6.1%. But isn't it good to be talking about news from Fletcher Building as opposed to problems?
Now, this Alphabet Australia thing's fascinating. I mean, when does it end, do you reckon?
Oh, gosh. Well, you just talked about what happened overnight with the Treasury, US Treasury stepping in and buying the long bonds. You've got to remember, they're still spending more money than they have. So if they're buying long bonds, they have to be issuing more debt somewhere else. So it's really, you know, it's useful, but papering over the problem. But one of the interesting developments in global financial markets, Mike, is these mega cap companies, these hyperscalers, are now tapping the debt markets, despite the fact that they create these massive cash profits. And they're looking all over the world to do this. And Google, Alphabet, they've even hitting up the Australian bond market. So it's all because of the incredible amount of capital expenditure that they are committing to fund their AI aspirations. So yesterday, Alphabet announced a mega bond deal in Australia. So this is all getting quite close to home, isn't it, Mike? Looking to raise funds across a range of maturities, reportedly raising $5 billion Australian dollars. If they do raise that $5 billion, Mike, it will be the largest corporate bond deal ever completed in the Australian market. They're not just accessing Australia, they're issuing bonds in yen and Canadian dollar and euro as well. I mean, look, their capital expenditure guidance this year is $195 to $205 billion US dollars. So they've got to find the cash from somewhere. Australia's attractive for them because they've got such a deep pool of investment funds. That's courtesy of, you know, compulsory super and all the pension funds. But look, if they're successful, you might even see other issuers stepping in, other these big hyperscalers stepping into the Australian market as well.
Interesting. These input costs on the PPI, are they a problem or not?
There's a really interesting aspect here. So this is producer price inflation, think inflation for business, reported yesterday by Stats New Zealand. It's Q2, it's a bit dated. Mike, you break it down to input and output costs, and if we look right across this, we'll probably run out of time to go into it in too much detail. But what you're actually seeing is you're seeing input costs pretty much across the board rise more than output costs. What does that mean? It means somebody is absorbing those costs. So when you're seeing it across the board, input prices up 4.1% from the previous year, output prices only up 3.2%. So, you know, those cost pressures are being absorbed. Fairly hefty input cost pressures in some sectors. If you look at the farming sector, their input prices up 10%, output prices only up 7.2%. So high fuel costs, obviously, a big part of this, which we should hopefully not see next year.
Fingers crossed. I need numbers.
Yeah, you do. Dow Jones is up 0.25%, 132 points. That is 53,477. The S&P 500, 7,722. It's up 30 points, 0.4%. They're liking these bond rates coming down a bit. The NASDAQ, 26,320, up 30 points, 0.12%. The FTSE 100 gained 15 overnight, 10,743. 0.14%. Asia was weak. Some of these semiconductors under a bit of pressure yesterday. The Nikkei fell 2,134 points. 3.16% fall there, 65,326. The Shanghai Composite also down 2.4%, 3894. The Aussies lost 16 points yesterday, 0.18%. And the NZX 50 up 0.46%, closing at 13,926. Kiwi dollar stronger. 0.5926 against the US, 0.8327 Aussie, 0.5081 against the Euro, 0.4358 pounds, 93.95 against the Japanese yen. Gold continues to push higher, $4,487 an ounce, and Brent crude, $92.
Yep.
And 14 cents.
Righto, let's hope for better tomorrow. Andrew Keller, appreciate it. Shaw and Partners. When I say better for tomorrow, not Andrew Keller, I'm talking about the oil price.